Sims. And we'll wait till we're right on the hour to get started. All right, we are right at 10 o'clock. We are now on the record. This proceeding is being recorded. Good morning. I am Benton County Hearing Examiner Susan Trummond. Today is Friday, 10 o'clock in the morning, August 21st, 2026. We have three items on today's agenda. They are all requests for a accessory dwelling unit approvals. A few introductory remarks and then we will get started. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. That just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in and I will formally admit exhibits. Also, I cannot have any conflicts of interest that would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I have reviewed the materials for the three items on the agenda and I'm not aware of any conflicts, but if there are any concerns, now is the time to raise them. In terms of the criteria that I review in assessing ADUs, there are ADU specific criteria, which essentially go to the size and scope of the use, and then also the traditional CUP or conditional use permit criteria have to be met, which address avoidance of material detriments, adequate support from infrastructure, and the lack of materially detrimental impacts to surrounding uses. On the order of presentation, I will hear first from the planning department. The department will provide a summary of the proposal. Then if the applicant would like to add anything additional, they may do so. And then we'll open the matter up for public comment. If there is anyone either in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on any of the proposals, they may do so. Also, we are proceeding in a hybrid setting, both on Zoom and in person. If at any point you cannot hear a party either in the hearing room or online, please let me know, speak up. If you're having trouble doing that, maybe raise your hand if you're online, and we will sort any technical issues or halt the proceeding and get those fixed and then continue. Does anyone have any procedural questions? Okay. All right, well, let's move to the first agenda item. This is ADU CUP 2026-012. This is an ADU proposed by Travis Mullins. I have received exhibits HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.10. Those are all admitted. Who from the department is presenting on this proposal?
Nikki Rallier.
Okay, good morning, Ms. Rallier. If you can state your name for the record again.
Nikki Rallier.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2026-012 on May 8, 2026. The applicant and owner, Travis Mullins, is proposing to construct an 800-square-foot ADU. The property is approximately 10.93 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district, off of East Finley Road in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 2,210 square foot single family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal, but the following comments of note were received during our agency review. The Benton County Building Division commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes as adopted by Benton County. The Benton Public Utilities District commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all standard utility conditions. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application, subject to the suggested 22 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Rilia. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant present in the hearing room or online?
Yes, he is.
Okay. And did the applicant, I assume that Mr. Travis Mullins, did you wish to add anything to the planning department summary of your proposal? Okay, all right, so we'll open the matter up for public comment. Is there anyone online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on this proposal?
Does not appear so.
Okay, let the record reflect that there is no one interested in providing public comment on this proposal. So I have reviewed the materials that were submitted in conjunction with the staff report and application. The applicant has demonstrated that this request for an ADU is consistent with the ADU Pacific criteria and the conditional use permit criteria. So I will be approving this ADU. The decision will be emailed to the planning department within 10 business days, probably sooner, and then provided to the applicant. Mr. Mullins, do you have any procedural questions? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Perhaps if you step up to the microphone, I'll get that.
How soon would the building department receive that approval?
Oh, I don't know the, you mean receive the decision?
Yes.
Probably about, as soon as you receive it, you can forward it on to them if need be. I don't know if the planning department would routinely forward that directly on, or I don't know how that works. Ms. Willie, I guess I defer to you on that one.
We'll go ahead and handle that internally, and we can go ahead and send you an email after this meeting to kind of give you a time frame.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. So they should receive it within about 10 business days, I would think. So, all right. So Mr. Mullins, you are more than welcome to stay for the remaining two agenda items, but no need to do so as we've completed review of your proposal. Yep. So we will turn to ADU CUP 2026-013. This is a proposal from William McNeil. Who from staff is presenting on this proposal?
Me, Brittany Merrill.
Oh, good morning, Ms. Merrill. If you can state your name again for the record.
Brittany Merrill.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2026-013 on June 30th, 2026. The applicant William McNeil and landowners Charles and Jennifer McNeil are proposing to construct a 790 square foot ADU. The property is approximately 5.12 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of North Harrington Road in the West Richland area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be constructed within a proposed 3,200 square foot shop on the property that has an existing 1,900 square foot single family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewed agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to this proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes. And the Benton County Rural Water Supply Coordinator commented that the property is located within the Rural Water Supply Program area, which will require the new dwelling unit to comply with the program. Planning staff would like to note that upon sending the associated staff memo to the applicant, staff was informed that the owner address was incorrect within the memo. The owner address is 113422 North Harrington Road. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to 23 findings of facts and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Merrill. And I did see the comments, HEM 1.12 and 1.13. So the applicant had a question on that, which was the planning department address. So thank you. Is the applicant, I believe I told earlier the applicant was present. Was there anything that you wish to add to the department summary of your proposal?
Not in addition to the added exhibits.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And those exhibits, which include your question, those are in the record and those have been admitted. So, and I don't think I mentioned that, but HEM 1.13, HEM 1.13, those are all admitted. So. All right, is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on this proposal?
Does not look like it.
Okay, all right, let the record reflect. There was no one from the public who would like to comment on this proposal. So I have reviewed this proposed ADU CUP in conjunction with the ADU and CUP criteria. The applicant has demonstrated consistency with that. I did note, I think Ms. Watts was the one from the department that addressed Mr. McNeil's question. I think that was appropriately addressed. And so that that issue, I think, has been documented. I think a little bit quirky, but I think everyone understands how this the decision should proceed on this particular matter. As with the other proposals, the decision will be out within 10 business days, probably sooner. It will be emailed to the planning department and then provided to the applicant. Mr. McNeil, do you have any procedural questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And Mr. McNeil, you are more than welcome. And I guess Ms. Jennifer McNeil, I guess you're here as well, perhaps. I can't, hard to tell. But anyway, you all are more than welcome to stay for the last agenda item, but no need to do so as we've completed review of your proposal. All right, so we will move to the last agenda item. This is ADU CUP 2026-014. This is a proposal from Michelle and Sean, or Michael and Sean Cook. I have reviewed exhibits HM 1.1 through 1.11. Those are all admitted. And who from the department is presenting on this proposal?
Me, Brittany Merrill.
Oh, okay. Ms. Merrill, you remain sworn in. You may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2026-014 on July 7th, 2026. The applicant and owner, Michael Cook, is proposing to construct an 800-square-foot ADU. The property is approximately 2.41 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of North Henserline Road in the Prosser area of unincorporated Bain County. The ADU will be constructed west of the existing 2,428-square-foot single-family residence. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to review and agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Bank County Building Division commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes. The Bank County Rural Water Supply Coordinator commented that the property is located within the Rural Water Supply Program area, which will require the new dwelling unit to comply with the program. And the Sunnyside Valley Irrigation District commented that the structures or fences crossing or encroaching on SVID's 30-foot easement west of the parcel will need to be approved and permitted by SVID. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the 22 findings of facts and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Merrill. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant online or in the hearing room?
They are not.
Okay, well, I do not have questions for them, so that is fine. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on this proposal?
There is not.
Okay, let the record reflect there's no one from the public who would like to comment. I have reviewed this proposal in conjunction with the CUP and ADU specific criteria. The applicant has demonstrated consistency with those criteria, so this proposal will be approved with a decision out within 10 business days and emailed to the planning department. I think with that was our last agenda item. Are there any procedural questions or anything else that we need to address this morning before we adjourn?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, I think next month's hearing is canceled, if I'm recalling that correctly, or there's nothing on the agenda for next. So we don't have a hearing. I guess that would be September, but we'll see in terms of October. Am I correct on that?
You are correct.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for appearing this morning. We are adjourned.
Thank you.